I want to talk about the friction of fiction versus the smoothness of reality. See, when your mental models are rooted in real events and real phenomena, then things tend to go more smoothly for you. Because you're working in alignment with the laws of nature, whether that's biology or physics or cause and effect or economics or what have you. But if your ideas are rooted in fiction, i.e. you're woke, or you think that a man can become a woman, or you think that endless money printing has no negative effects, or so on, you know, other examples we'll get into. If you believe those things, then your life will proceed with a lot of friction. Things will be difficult. It'll be a hard life, and you won't get the results that you expect. And this is the world in which Democrats live almost all the time, because they're wrong on almost everything. They're wrong about climate change. They're wrong about gun control. They're wrong about abortion. They're wrong about economics and the laws of physics and everything. They think they can mandate reality, and so they always try to force reality to be twisted or contorted into their version of it. And it never really works, does it? Everything they try fails. That's why Democrat cities that have the most gun control actually have the highest violent crime rates, of course. And the same Democrat cities where they talk about, you know, high taxation, they have the worst economic conditions of all. They have the most collapse, you could say, the most homelessness and so on, because their policies don't work, because they're rooted in fictions. Even the whole argument about COVID and vaccines was all rooted in fiction. This idea that this vaccine would encourage your body to protect you and you would be safe and you won't catch COVID if you take the vaccine. That's what Joe Biden said. Complete fiction. Almost everybody who took the vaccine caught COVID. And most of them have had COVID multiple times. And more severe COVID, more severe hospitalizations, more deaths, you name it. Their mental model did not work. It failed because it was rooted in fiction. So I would invite you to embrace models that are aligned with reality. And you can have whatever models you want. You can call it whatever you want. You know, even in the space of COVID, some people talk about germ theory. Other people talk about terrain theory and say there are no germs that cause disease. These are different models, different ways of looking at the world. You can adopt whatever model you want as long as it reflects reality. Or we should say, the more closely it reflects reality, the more successful you're going to be in your life. And the same thing is true about finance and economics. You can go on YouTube and find a lot of financial gurus like how to, oh, you should invest in this, invest in that, buy these houses, leverage, take on more debt, this and that. Okay, that's fine. That's their philosophy. But is that modeled after reality, or was it modeled after just the fiction of a temporary time period of artificially low interest rates and easy, cheap money, which is what most young people have been living in? That they don't even know about economic reality. They've never seen it. They've never been alive during times of economic reality. They weren't even alive, you know, in the late 1970s when Jimmy Carter inflation was through the roof, right? All they've known is easy, cheap money. So under their model, everybody should go into debt and buy more houses and get rich and blah, blah, blah. That model is failing now, because that wasn't reality. That was a delusion, a relatively short-term delusion of artificially low interest rates. That delusion is collapsing, you see. So not only do you have to be able to model reality, but you need to be able to model reality over time, not just in the moment, but also how does that belief system play out over time as conditions may change. And then there are the absurdities. There are so many absurdities that have been embraced by Democrats and the left, especially the wokesters. But there are also absurdities that have been embraced by a lot of other people as well. But on the left, obviously, it's completely absurd to think that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man. or that you should cut off the genitals of children, which is what leftists believe. There, you should chemically castrate them for gender bender types of treatments and so on. They believe that. It's completely insane, but they believe it. They also believe that carbon dioxide is a horrible molecule, even though it's necessary for photosynthesis. It's absurd. They believe in magical monetary theory, MMT, that says they can print money into oblivion and it won't cause inflation. It's, again, it's completely insane. I guess if you think printing money won't cause inflation, then you might also think that cutting off the penis of a child won't cause infertility, right? I mean, these people are insane. And that they woke, it's almost even the wrong word. It should be, you should just cross out the word woke and just change it to insane, because that's what they are. They're completely insane. But in order to shore up their absurdities, they invent an entire language around their absurdities. There's a woke language. And they all speak it to each other. You know, it starts with, my preferred pronouns are this and that and zhis and zhur and zhis and jack. And it's like, what? Are you speaking in alien talk? What's going on? They invent their own fake language to go along with their fake beliefs. And then they invent fake areas of study at universities called gender studies, for example. Or let's say transgender studies, you know, LGBT studies. It's an area of fake study to try to lend credibility to their delusions. And in those classes, they all share their insanities with each other and talk about all these insanities as if they're normal. You know, some person comes in, I self-identify as a robot. I'm a robot. And they're like, welcome. Well, you're in the right class. You know, it's self-identities 101. And then, let's talk to this person over here. What are your insanities? I self-identify as a Tibetan snow leopard. And this becomes the semester, you know? And then they get a degree in it. And then they get hired by woke corporations to be the head of woke, which quickly becomes the head of broke, because if you go woke, you go broke, obviously, as these banks are finding out. But you get the idea. They have artificial realities. And when those fictions collapse, that's when they lose their minds. Like what just happened with Silicon Valley Bank collapsing, but I know there was a massive bailout. But for at least 48 hours, the people who had their deposits in Silicon Valley Bank, they believed they had lost everything and they were losing their minds. And that's the kind of psychic fracturing that happens when an insane woke person collides with reality. And the reason I mention this is because that kind of psychic fracturing is about to go into overdrive. It's going to kick into high gear across the board in so many areas that the fracturing will be truly epic. People won't know what to make of reality as this unfolds. People's economic realities are going to be fractured. People's grocery shopping habits, you know, supply chain fictions are going to be shattered. The fiction of the dollar, the fiction of fiat currency, boom, going to be shattered. They're going to be left holding a wad of dollars in their hands or looking at numbers on a screen and asking themselves a question. You mean it's not worth anything anymore? I thought this was money. No, it was never money. It was currency. And you need to learn the difference. But it's not until the psychic fracturing comes along that people will be forced to acknowledge reality. Now, the psychic fracturing will be so much worse because the institutions of modern society have banished anyone from expressing points of reality. So anyone who says that a man can't become a woman, or that this man pretending to be a woman is still just a man, well, that person is censored. They're even called a hater or a Nazi or a racist or, you know, horrible things. They're called horrible things for stating the obvious. And they're banned and censored and blacklisted and punished and, you know, socially punished, and they lose all their friends and, you know, their obedient friends, I should say. So this is what happens in society when you tell the truth. So as a result, the fictions are allowed to proliferate at a level with a degree of saturation that would not normally be possible. Because normally somebody would have come along and said, the emperor has no clothes. You people are insane. Of course a man can't become a woman. You know, of course a biological man shouldn't be in an MMA match with a woman. that's crazy. You know, of course, the track meet team for high school shouldn't be dominated by a biological man on the girls' team. And suddenly they're winning all these gold medals because they have a man running against all the other girls. It's insane. Of course it's insane. Everybody knows it's insane. But people go along with it because they're afraid of being condemned or censored or blacklisted. And so the proliferation of the fictions goes on forever, you know, until the psychic fracturing takes place, at which point then people's worlds are rocked beyond imagination. When the psychic fracturing really kicks in, based on what's coming, and I'm talking about economic collapse, for example, you know, and the collapse, along with that will come the collapse of the woke, because woke, how to say this? Woke is a cultural expression of a society rooted in economic fictions. So low interest rates and free money are in parallel with wokeism and transgenderism on the cultural side. They are actually the same process. You could say that free money, easy money, self-identifying as a derivative, like that's the financial woke. On the cultural side, it's, you know, 57 genders and transgender children and genital mutilations and everything. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Both of these will collapse at the same time. And the psychic fracturing of those who are mentally invested in this will be so severe that many of them will just off themselves. They will find creative ways to commit suicide because they can no longer live in the real world if their artificial world collapses. Now, you might say, well, wait a second, Mike, how do you know that you're not living in the artificial world? How do you know that you're living in the real world? Because, you know, the consensus is that you're wrong, that carbon dioxide must be a pollutant, right? And endless money printing can go on forever, and it doesn't have any problems whatsoever. And that here are some men that say they're women, and they're accepted as women, and they won Woman of the Year awards, you know? Why do you think that you're right, Mike? Somebody might say. The answer is very simple. Because I trust direct observations of reality, and I don't let a cult reprogram me into believing their fictions. So I can see, you could go watch a baby being born and you can see, oh, that's a boy or a girl. There you go. You can see, there it is. It's not assigned a gender, which is what the radical leftist LGBT people say. They say the child is assigned a gender, you know, arbitrarily by the birthing doctor. Nonsense. You can see it's born. There you go. It's either got a penis or it doesn't. You know, it's a boy or a girl. Very simple. You can see it. But the cult of woke tries to convince you that what you see isn't real. Instead, they want you to believe in their fictions. The same thing with numbers and economics. You know, you can do the math and you can figure that the more money they print, the more the value of the dollar goes down because the money supply is diluted and that's going to cause inflation. And it's cause and effect. It's economic common sense. It's integers and math. But it takes a cult to come along and say, no, none of that's true. Numbers don't matter. 2 + 2 is not 4. That's the cult trying to seize control over your mind and convince you to believe insane things. So again, the way that I know that what I'm talking about is true is the same way I know that gravity exists as a phenomenon, because I'm not being flung off the planet into outer space. Although certainly that would be very entertaining, especially to watch that happen to some other people. Nevertheless, gravity affects us all equally, at least equal to our mass, I should say. And here we are. So the woke crowd could very easily start to say things like, well, gravity's not real. No such thing as gravity. Or they could try to convince people of something totally insane like, oh, the immune system is a conspiracy theory. Oh, wait, that already happened. That's what was being pushed during COVID. Anybody who talked about the immune system was accused of pushing a conspiracy theory. It's like, there's no such thing as your immune system. You don't have immunity. You're not born with immunity. You need a vaccine. That's the only immunity you're ever going to get is from a vaccine, right? But again, that's insane. Obviously, if we didn't have immune systems How did our ancestors ever survive? How did we survive? We all got sick as kids. We got colds and flus and whatever. How did we survive? Immune system. If we didn't have an immune system, the human race wouldn't exist. Same thing with animals. It's obvious. But they try to tell us there's no such thing as an immune system. See, it's part of the woke cult. In that case, afflicting medicine. You know, woke can go into physics and medicine and chemistry and science and history. I mean, most of the history we're taught is woke history, by the way. And anthropology and every area that you can imagine, they can wokeify that and push insanities. And they do. And it's all on purpose. But if you simply observe with your own eyes, you can reject the woke and you can return to reality. Once you live in reality, life goes better for you. Perhaps not life on social media, by the way, because social media is dominated by, you know, woke morons, woke idiots, people pushing fictions. Facebook is a fiction sharing platform. Google is a false disinformation search engine, you know? That's all they feed you now is disinformation on Google. You can't find reality on Google. It's hard to find reality even on YouTube. Most of the videos they push onto you have an agenda behind them. Not all of them, but most of them. If you want to live in reality, you have to get away from the woke, get away from the delusions, reject the fictions, and start tuning into sources that are real. Sources that are rooted in reality. People who have practical knowledge. How to grow food. How to defend yourself. How to clean a firearm. You know, whatever. How to do math. How to have a good investment strategy. How to reduce risk. Oh, if only Silicon Valley Bank had thought of that. I bet you those people don't know how to change a tire either, by the way. If you're dealing with people who don't have any practical skills, they're probably woke. And they're living in an artificial reality. And that's why they freak out when they have a flat tire. Oh my God, I have to call somebody to change a flat tire. Are you kidding me? When I grew up, everybody my age knew how to change a tire, even the women. Today, even the young men, if you can call them men, don't even know how to change a tire for the most part. If any of you listening are young men and you do know how to change a tire, congratulations. You're in the top 1% of the most brilliant people of your generation. Most people have no idea. It's insane. So bottom line, upgrade your philosophies to be in alignment with reality and things will go much better for you. And if you want to stay informed about reality, well, what I'm presenting every day is the real world. It may not be popular with the delusional, you know, fairy tale fascists of the left, but it is reality. You're going to get a dose of reality every single day, right here with me, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.